a leader. Now, this message goes out to all my friends out there who have this strong inner calling to take a path in this forest of life where there are no directions given already, where you cannot see the path ahead, where no one has walked that path yet, and there is no GPS connection from this existing world. And by GPS, I mean you don't have the coordinates for the position in this world. And there's a reason for that, because the place where you want to be is new. It's for the new earth. A never lived, a never explored place. So the coordinates are also new. And they are incoming from a different realm for a new global world to manifest. And if you're wondering, then let me assure you that you are that leader. You are. Because my dear leader friend, know that a leader is not born, if that's what you were wondering, that, you know, I'm not a born leader. A leader is not born, but a leader becomes one when they make the call to take on that path all alone. And you know what I mean. A leader is not someone who has a lot of followers. A leader is someone who leads from their own heart and follows it up with their mind to recognize the soul that they are. And when one does so, you got yourself a leader. A leader is just the one who faced an unreasonable situation in life, which then put an unbelievable dream in their hearts, and who stayed undeniably loyal to that dream at all costs and at all times. I literally mean at any cost. It might cost you your relationships, it might cost you your life, and all this just for a leader to realize that it's just merely not a dream that you're chasing, you know, but it's the very purpose of your life's being, and you just have to get that. And when you get that, you will know that there is really no point in living if you didn't live for it. You feel me? Let me repeat that. There is no point in living if you didn't live for this. Even if one had to walk the walk apparently alone, it is worth it. I promise you, it's worth it. And I say apparently alone because you're never alone. I promise you, a heart leader is always surrounded by the grace all along the path. Even every single step in that path, you are blessed. You have been blessed by angels, by masters, by teachers, by God. Now you understand that it was on the way the leader becomes. The leader holds on to that calling of the heart. They hold the torch in the darkness of the forest where they cannot see the path, but they know they've got to lead with that light of the heart. And while doing so, what happens is you light up that path. You pave that path for people to see the new place, to the new space in this heaven. So now I know that you have been given the gift, that gift of the daredevil's dream, the delight of life that has been put in your heart. So don't wait for an external coordinate or a lead to lead you somewhere. It's not going to come this time. It's going to come from someplace else, and I will have to tell you to trust yourself more than any other time. I really, really want you to trust yourself, your calling. Take that step. I know how scary it can be, but just hang in there. We are getting through this. We are moving through this. Because you are the cause to the effect of your life. I love you. I love you, and I'll reach you next Wednesday. Until then, keep trusting yourself. Take care.